أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained when the Jews and Christians claimed that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Jew, was a Christian, and other false claims that they made that they are followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. So Allah Ta'ala completely denied that, first of all, that he was a Jew or Christian. That is a total laughable mock, because Musa alayhi salam and the Torah only came 1,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Torah, Injil, the Bible, Isa alayhi salam only came 2,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam. So how could that ever be possible? So that is totally a useless, a very, very shameful claim they had made. The other, if they claim that his religion was a Jewish religion, the name, that Judaism or Christianity, that was also totally wrong, because there was no Judaism at that time, there was no Christianity. And if the third thing they believe, they say that they are following on his method, on what he, the path that he was on, that is also a big open lie. Because now Allah Ta'ala explains who Ibrahim alayhi salam was, the truth and the reality of the matter. As in many places in the Quran Sharif, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأُهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We explain you their stories with the absolute truth, with absolute what is the real matter. Allah explains that. Yeah, also the true matter of Isa alayhi salam, Allah is explaining. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نِصْرَانِيًا. نَتَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِي or نَتَا نِصْرَانِي. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was no Jew and no Christian. He was at that time, to say that he was following the Jewish or Christian religion, that is a total baseless claim. Or that his religion's name was Christianity or Judaism, that is also totally wrong. And to say that they were following on his, he was on their method, that was also totally wrong. Because walakin kana hanifan muslima, lekin tha hanif, sab jhoote mazhabon se bezar aur hukm bardar. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was hanif. Allah declares that he was hanif and he was musliman. What is that? That hanif is that he turned away from all other religion and followed the one religion of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Fully he had the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. There was no shirk, no calling anyone the son of God, whether it was Isa alayhi salam or Uzair. No Trinity belief, no other wrong beliefs whatsoever. He turned away totally from all other idol worship, which his own family people, his father were involved in. He turned away from all that. That is Hanif. Muslim is the person who, the literal meaning of Muslim, a person who surrenders to Allah Ta'ala. So he had surrendered himself totally. And the great test that Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in all those tests also, he passed with magnificent results. And he showed everywhere that he had surrendered totally to Allah Ta'ala. Whether when he was commanded to slaughter his son, or any of the other tests which Allah had put to him, he surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. So that was the condition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ or نَتَا مُشْرِكِ. He wasn't a mushrik, one who associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. The Jews, with which faith and with which mouth do they claim that they are muwahid, that they are on tawheed? Because they say Uzair is the son of Allah Ta'ala. So they have made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. With which face do Christians say that they are muwahid, that they believe in the oneness of Allah, when they worship Isa alayhi salam, the cross, they worship Mary, Maryam alayhi salam. So how can they be claiming that they are muwahid? Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanif. He turned away from all other paths and he only turned to Allah. He was Muslim. He surrendered totally to Allah Ta'ala and he was muwahid. He believed totally in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and he did not associate any partner to Allah Ta'ala at all. These are the great qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Where do the Jews and Christians come in and they claim that they are following in his path? And today with the Abrahamic Accord, the very stupid things which the Jews and Christians have been claiming, they want to beg that same thing that they are following Abrahamic Accord, that the Jews and Christians are also following Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Allah has made it very clear from long before, 1400 years the Quran is revealed that Ibrahim, that they have got nothing to do with Ibrahim alayhi salam. They can present in the world that they want to, they're starting the Abrahamic Accord. And for that all the interfaith meetings, etc. But that is totally, totally false and totally lies. And then Allah Ta'ala explains who is more rightful to claim to be with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim. Logo mein ziyada munasibat Ibrahim se. The people who have got the most affinity, closeness on the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everyone honors Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had passed such great tests. His feats are so great. He broke the idols. He left his home. He left his wife and child in the barren land of Mecca. And when he was asked to slaughter his child, he was prepared to slaughter. When they wanted to throw him in the fire, he was prepared to go in the fire. And in fact, they threw him in the fire. So such a great man, everyone wants to associate themselves that we are with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And therefore, they're making the Abrahamic Accord that they are with Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah says, who are the people who are really the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam? لَلَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُ جُسَاتْ اُسْكَ تَهِ. Those people who followed him. That is, his followers, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was in the world. And those people who followed him correctly, they are the real followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then after that, وَهَذَا النَّبِي or is Nabi ko. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has got much, much more greater closeness to Ibrahim alayhi salam. His appearance, his features also, khalqan and khuluqan. His features, his physical characteristics were also much more closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And his habits, his akhlaq also, were much more closer than anyone else to Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or جو iman لائے is Nabi par. And those people who have brought iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are much more closer. The Jews, even if they make this claim that their religion is more closer to the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Jews or Christians, that is also totally wrong. The religion of Islam is much more closer there to Ibrahim alayhi salam's religion. And it is not far-fetched that it is for this reason that we read in our namaz also, Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, Kama barakta ala Ibrahim. Because the affinity, the closeness, the resemblance that this ummah has got with Ibrahim alayhi salam is the greatest, is the most. So they are much more entitled. They are more wahid also. True tawheed is only in the millat of Ibrahim or of Islam. And then and Ibrahim alayhi salam instead, in fact, called himself that he is also a Muslim. And he claimed that is the literal meaning, that he had submitted to Allah Ta'ala. And this ummah has been given the great, great honor, which every Nabi taught to surrender to Allah. The literal meaning of Islam. Allah made the technical meaning for this ummah, who also surrenders to Allah, and gave the name of this religion Islam. And the followers of this religion, Allah gave them the name of Muslim, the greatest honor. This was not given to any. The true followers of Musa a.s. were also Muslims. They surrendered to Allah. The true followers of Isa a.s. were also Muslims, but they weren't given the name Muslim. And their religion wasn't called Islam. Allah has given that great honor. If only we could appreciate what Allah has bestowed us with. And very sadly today we and our prominent ulama, with this great honor Allah has given us, we want to throw that one side and we want to go and join the Abrahamic Accord. And we want to go and join the interfaith meetings, etc. We who are so superior, we are opting for that which is not inferior, which is totally wrong, which is batil and which is falsehood. How can that ever happen? But unfortunately we see it's happening, and with the prominent, not only the ulama of Islam, of all religions. Whether it even it is a, in Christianity, the vast majority of Christians do not accept the interfaith and the Abrahamic Accord. It is only they have bought over the Pope and the prominent people. The same thing with the Jewish religion. The Jews, by and large, don't accept the interfaith thing. And they don't accept about the Abrahamic Accord. It is only that they bought out and they are the sellouts of the prominent people, and people think the world is going in that direction. Not at all. They are just putting a false smoke screen that everyone is now with the interfaith and with the Abrahamic Accord. It is not the case at all. Not only the vast majority of Muslims are opposed to it, the Christians, the Jews also are opposed. It's only the prominent people who have been bought out and they are sellouts. They have opted for that. So Allah Ta'ala says that this ummah are the most closest to Ibrahim a.s. We make the Qurbani also. When Nabi a.s. was asked, Ma hadhihi al-adhahi? What is this Qurbani all about? Then Nabi a.s. said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The khatna that we make, that is the sunnah. Circumcision is also sunnah of Ibrahim a.s. And many, many things of our religion, we all follow the same. And facing the Kaaba, which was built by Ibrahim a.s. And Hajar a.s., who ran between Safa and Marwa, it's only the Muslims who still do that. And when they Hajj, their Umrah won't be complete if they don't do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So this is the ummah that is the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen, or Allah wali hai musalmanu ka. And Allah Ta'ala is the guardian, the caretaker of all the believers, whether they are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or whichever mu'mineen they were, Allah is their guardian. In here there is an indication, don't worry about all this propaganda and about all these things which are carrying on. Remember, you remain firm on your deen and bring others also firm onto it. Allah is there to guard you. Allah is there to guide you. Allah is there to protect you. Allah is everyone and everything for you. One Allah is everything for you. You just turn to Allah and you remain firm on your deen. These are the beautiful teachings of our Quran Sharif, which have been with us all this year. Now it is nothing new for a believer to understand clearly the falsehood of this interfaith and Abrahamic Accord is no big deal. If we have attachment with the Quran Sharif, we should have seen through it very easily. But unfortunately, our prominent ulama don't see through it. And they have fallen prey to it. And many other even ulama, they also still support them quietly. And they also think that they are in the right. Whereas the Quran is so vociferous and so open and so clear about the matter, how can a person ever think in the wrong direction? If only we could take the Quran as our guiding kitab. But our internet is more important. Our Google, Google says, that has more value for us than what the Quran says. What comes on the internet, what comes on the news media, we believe that more than what we believe the Quran. We should check where our iman lies. When it will be checked in the qabr, then it will be too late for us. We have to check now whether we have got iman on the Quran Sharif or not, on the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or not, or are the scientists' words more weightier and more valuable, and the government's words, and the media's words. The media, everyone acknowledges, they themselves acknowledge, it's a pack of lies. But yet we will have opt to follow that compared to the true words of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us the reality of iman, safeguard our iman. And when we'll be tested in the khabar, may Allah make it that we are successful there. Subhanallah.